What are the implications for the nature of a successful movement to achieve our ends? Let's think on that. Continuing. We celebrate today, July 14, 1789, or at least some people do. We celebrate November 7, 1917, or at least some people do. We do not celebrate 1848 or 1968. And yet the case can be made that these dates are as significant, perhaps even more significant, than the two that attract so much attention. 1848 was a revolution for popular sovereignty, both within the nation, down with autocracy, and of the nation's self-determination, the Volker Frühling. 1848 was the revolution against the counter-revolution of 1815, the restoration, the concert of Europe. It was a revolution, quote, born at least as much of hopes as of discontents, he's quoting Namier. It was certainly not the French Revolution the second time around. It represented rather an attempt both to fulfill its original hopes and to overcome its limitations. 1848 was, in a Hegelian sense, the sublation, Aufhebung, of 1789. My interjection, sublation, says the dictionary, dates from the mid-19th century, probably just as Hegel was being seriously sublated himself, and I mean his philosophy, comes from the Latin sublat, taken away, from sub, from below, and from the stem, tolere, don't know how that fits in, take away, and means to assimilate a smaller entity into a larger one. Well, we can well imagine why the man who blows up balloons for his masters would be drawn to that notion, sublation. Perhaps the global state statesmen use this word as they disperse the populations of Europe in the lead up to the execution and the aftermath of World War II, hoping to dissolve the powerful earth-connected who had been carefully knitting popular solidarity into the state's power reconstituted to disperse its solidarity's promise. Continuing. 1848 was, in a Hegelian sense, the sublation of 1789. The same was true of 1968. It, too, was born of hopes, at least as much as discontents. It, too, was a revolution against the counter-revolution represented by the U.S. organization of its world hegemony as of 1945. I like that they said that straight like that, you know? I mean, it wasn't Keith Lowe's purpose or, you know, on his radar screen at all to unmask the machinations of the U.S. in that whole resolution. I still sort of longed to have that consciousness embedded in his analysis, that's what was going on, you know. The U.S. going in for the kill, sealing the deal, you know. Anointing itself, I almost said the resurrection. I gotta find a better word than that, though. Well, the saviors, I guess, the ones who realized the dream, realized the divine originals, I suppose, that the U.S. would be the one, you know, no, not Germany, no, not Britain, us. Childish, but that's who we got running things right now.